What's up, guys? And we're back at it with Keeping It Real. I obviously am your bestie with the messiest of messes. That was bad.
Yeah, it was.
What rhymes with bestie?
Bestie, I don't want to say testy.
What? Anyway, I'm India. This is my co-host, Zaki. This is Keeping It Real.
So,
I thought I was going to do a little jingle jam. You know, sometimes my jingle jams aren't rehearsed, so I had full confidence that I would just make up a quest. I started off wrong with bestie. That's on me.
Restie? Restie is. That's.
Bestie with a questie?
Where are we going? See what I mean?
Pesty.
Hmm?
A pesty?
I don't know what that. Are you a pest? What?
I don't know. I'm literally just trying to find words that rhyme.
This is not the word.
Look, man, if T-Pain can rhyme Wisconsin with mansion, I think I'm okay. I don't care.
But you're not T-Pain. What are we talking about?
Anyway. Welcome back to Keeping It Real, you guys. It's been a lot. But guess what? It's going to be okay, because we're going to be talking about a great movie with a phenomenal cast. 2019 movie, Knives Out.
Woo.
I want someone to just be like, Zaki, we can't hear your woos. Stop doing it. I want someone else to say it.
Woo.
Anyway, so Knives Out is basically a whodunit for the murder of the patriarch of the, I think it was like Thrombey.
Yep.
Thrombey family. Yeah, so basically the patriarch dies or is murdered. And we're just trying to figure out who did it. They're going through the whole process of asking each individual family member who did it. And amongst the interviewees is his medical assistant, Marta, and somehow she gets dragged into the family drama and all this stuff happens. She doesn't know how to deal with it because she's just a humble little medical assistant, a nurse. So shit happens. Plot twist goes on. I'm interested. I'm sat in the front. James Bond is in here, but he has a country accent for some reason. It's a good time. It's a great time. So we're about to have a great time right now.
Let's get into it.
I love how I get intros for movies. I had to do the intro for Creed, and I was excited about Michael B. Jordan. And now we're back again, not too long after I do the intro, and guess who's in this movie? Chris Evans.
Here we go.
Chris Evans. Straight off of Endgame. Wow.
This is a whole like different. This is a different mode that he tapped into in this movie. He was bad.
He's bad, different. Bad. He's like a piece of shit, dude. He's not humble old Captain America.
Mm-mm.
You know,
he's corduroy sweaters and stuff. It's weird.
He's wearing these expensive fashions, antique cars, driving around. He's wearing sunglasses.
He told his entire family to eat shit. That was funny. I like that part. That was funny.
Eat shit. He was quick with it. He said, eat shit.
You, and you. All of you.
Yep. I liked it. He did a good job. I feel like he needs to play the villain more. Or just like the shit stirrer.
Mm-hmm. I really like when he does that. Him as Human Torch. Great role. Him and Scott Pilgrim versus the World. He was fun in there too. I like Chris Evans when he's fun, you know what I mean? When he's just out here just causing a little bit of mayhem. You know what I mean?
I like Chris Evans when he's fun.
I mean, like he's amazing as Captain America. That's my dog. Best hands in the game outside of Black Panther. But, like, you know, he's very, not one note, but, like, he has a clear, we have to do what is right for the good of the America. You know what I mean? Like, he's very nice and, like, upstanding, gentlemanly. But in here, he's like, you know what? Fuck all y'all, honestly. I'm here for the money. I don't even like my grandpa.
Yeah, which was funny. I liked it. He just had a I don't give a fuck attitude. And there's just some people in this world, they wear it well, and it's hilarious. That dude really just doesn't give a fuck.
Not one at all.
And that's fine. But since we're talking about Chris Evans, he's part of one of the biggest plot twists in the movie. One of several.
Okay.
I've never been twisted and turned through a movie like this before. But that's also because sometimes I don't pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Or I pay attention to the wrong things.
Correct.
Yes, correct. That's why I don't do escape rooms.
You never did an escape room?
No.
Neither have I, actually.
We should go do one.
We should. I want to see if I can survive.
Sure. It's not going to blow up if you don't figure it out.
I know, but if you don't have that mindset, why are you going in there? Huh? You got to get in the mindset. You got to be like, oh, I have to get out of here. We're going to die.
I'm going in thinking after an hour is up and I don't figure it out, the employee's going to open a secret door and say, get the fuck out, you dumbass.
That's just all embarrassment. I like the tension, you know what I mean? The stakes, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm in Saw, you know what I mean?
Going back to the whole, I would just give up. Saw, I wouldn't do anything that man said. I would just starve to death in a corner.
Yeah. When I have to cut something off myself, nah, bro. I'm not going to cut my leg off or my arm off just to move to the next challenge where I'm going to have to cut something else off or murder somebody else. Nah, bro. Can't do it. And I would have punched that dog. I'm not going to lie to you.
But yes, plot twist. Let's get into it, okay? Let's get into the nitty gritty. So the first plot twist is Harlan Thrombey, the patriarch, wasn't murdered. He wasn't murdered. He killed himself.
Yeah.
He killed himself. Why did he kill himself? Because he thought he was poisoned. Because Marta thought she had accidentally given him the wrong dose of his medicine, right?
Yep.
Plot twist within a plot twist. She gave him the right medicine, but it had the wrong label. Why did it have the wrong label? Because Ransom, Chris Evans, snuck in the house and switched the bottles. Why did he do that? Because Harlan told him that he wasn't going to get a single red dime of his money when he croaks. So Ransom was like, nah, I'm getting that money so I can buy some more cashmere sweaters.
Buy a new car. Stuff like that.
Buy a new beep beep car. So I'm gonna kill you or plan this elaborate scheme for you to die before you can change your will.
Mm-hmm.
Plot twist on plot twist on plot twist. Okay. There was something with like the maid. Ransom like tried to kill her because she knew his secrets.
He killed her. He killed her.
Oh got yeah. Her. Right. That's a plot. That was one of the plot twists. Marta was like, yo, she's not dead. She's gonna tell on you. Ooh, you're in trouble.
She's in an abandoned corner store. Just dead.
Dead.
Crazy.
And Ransom's like, no, she's not alive because I killed her.
Mm-hmm.
I also killed this person. I'm a bad person. And Marta's like, you dummy. She's dead. And you just confessed to murder. Take him away. Plot twist on plot twist. Whoa.
And then what does he try to do? He tries to grab a knife and murders Marta.
He tries.
But it was a fake knife. It was a stage knife. It was like a clicking pin. It was like
a retractable knife.
Exactly.
Right in front of the coppers.
Right in front of James Bond.
Right in front of James Bond.
And Lakeith Stanfield. Yeah.
And a white dude. There's another cop.
Yeah, it was another cop. He wasn't doing a lot. He was just there for, he was just along for the ride.
Yeah.
He's like, James Bond and Lakeith got it. I'm just here to hold the handcuffs. But how did you feel about the plot twist, though? Did you like them? Did you see some of them coming? What did you think?
I was like, oh. Whenever they revealed a twist and they'd be like, oh, here are the clues to prove it, I'd be like, you know what? I thought nothing of that. Like, I did, but I didn't. Which means I would be a terrible cop. Mm. Like, the part where the grandma saw Marta in the window and she's like, Ransom, you're here again? I thought she meant, like, because he just left.
Yeah.
Not from the balcony, from the house where everyone saw him. I was like, she's old.
Ransom did a lot to get back in there and switch to things in medicine. Like, you could have killed him at that point, bro. Like, you climbing up that side of the house, you dodging dogs and stuff. Like, bro, you parked on the other side of town, basically, and walked through the mud, through the back entrance and stuff. Bro, you could have murdered him for this, bro. What are we talking about right now? He did all that just to switch two vials of medicine, which didn't even work. Because Marta was like, oh, this is heavier than this. So you're good. Have a good night. Like, is it just me? All right.
No, it makes sense. I was just, didn't he? He also hired Benoit, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was like, hey, someone's going to get murdered.
He was an anonymous source, I believe.
I think that was the mistake. Why would you call a private investigator to unveil a crime that you committed?
Exactly. I feel like my uncle's going to be, my grandfather's in danger or whatever. Come investigate. That clears you up because you're a concerned grandchild. But he's anything like that. But yeah, plot twist is crazy. He just killed himself. Like, that was it. He was like, I'm going to go out on my own terms. Why don't you just wait and see if you actually die from the medicine first, Grandpa? You didn't need the knife.
Yeah, she was like, it would take like a minute for you to die. It had been a good minute already.
Exactly.
You know, I'd be like, man, my tummy's not hurting. I'm not, my head isn't spinning. Let's just go to the doctor.
And he was like, no, don't call anybody. Bro, what are you talking about right now? Like, this is a medical emergency, if it actually is one. He was just like, no, I'm going to just go ahead and chop my head off. I was going to go.
Yeah, he didn't even wait for her to, like, leave.
Nah. He was like, goodbye. Blah. She had to watch that? Come on, man. Come on.
Blah. Is that what you sound like when you die?
Yeah. Do you like the mysteries genre at all, though? Like, in general?
I do. Because, like I said, I'm not just watching it. I'm trying to pay attention, trying to see if I have clues. Mm-hmm. Can we collect them, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me more interested, more engaged in what's going on. Mm-hmm. Unless it's like a stupid mystery, then I'm going to be upset because I wasted my time.
Yeah. I like a good mystery. I like when they like commit to a story. You know what I'm saying? Some people are going to hate me for saying this, but like Clue. I'm not the biggest fan of Clue because it has so many endings. You know what I mean? Have you seen Clue?
Whoa.
Did you just boo me? That's crazy.
I've never watched Clue.
Why are you booing me? What is your problem? What is your problem right now?
You said people are going to hate you.
You just booed me early? That's what you're saying?
I booed you on behalf of those people.
So I really like the story in its totality. You know what I mean? I like the whole story of this one. But yeah, when after like Harlan died, I was like, oh, let's get into this. I'm rubbing my hands together like Benoit Blanc. Let's see what's going on here. Try to figure this out too. You know what I'm saying? I was like, ah, that maid didn't do it. I don't believe that Marta did it. And I was low-key looking at the son though the whole time.
Mm.
Who was played by
Michael Shannon.
Yeah, Michael Shannon. I was looking at him. Cause he had that he had that villain look to me. You know what I'm saying? He was like, he was trying to talk to his dad, and he was like, I don't talk to me about that. Don't worry about that. I'm not doing that. He was like, this would be a good, this would be a good idea. This would be a great idea. If I was the head of this, I could do it. I was like, murderer. Just because you got a cane, people don't think you can murder people. I see through the bull. Lock him up. Throw away the key.
I think I thought it was Joni.
Mm.
Joni and her daughter, Meg. I don't know. I was just like, eh, dumb.
Because they definitely was gold diggers.
Yeah, they are. I mean, the fun thing about this movie is that everyone had a decently hefty motive to kill him, which is terrible because they're family.
Exactly.
But I was like, it was either Joni because maybe, like, yeah, they were treating her so bad. So I thought she was going to be like, you know what? Kill Grandpa. Let's show them that I'm not part of the crew.
Because he was cutting everybody off, for real. He was like, Chris Evans, no more money. Joni, you paying too much for college. I'm financing this college. She's an idiot. We're done here. You just using that money to do whatever you want to. No more money. I feel like the only person who didn't have like a real good motive to murder him was Jamie Lee Curtis, who was Linda.
Yeah, she was the only one who was, she was completely oblivious.
Exactly. He told her that her husband was cheating on her.
Post-mortem.
Exactly. With some invisible ink.
Isn't that smart? Yeah. Another plot twist.
Exactly.
You know, they drop these little dimes, too, in the dialogue. Like Harlan said in the beginning that Ransom is cool. You know, he's smart, but he's not smart enough to know, like, a fake blade between a real blade. Which shows, because at the end, he grabbed a fake-ass knife and tried to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then Jamie Lee Curtis, in the beginning, she's like, my dad and I had really fun, you know, repertoire. And we had lots of fun games, and we would make these letters, and we could read it because we are the only ones who know how to unveil the code. And at the end, she shows it. She unveils the code with the invisible ink, and boom, the letter says, your husband is shitty.
Mm-hmm. Said, I love you, but gotta go. He's a bad guy because he had the letter first. The husband had the letter. He was like, there's nothing like, here.
Yeah,
nothing. I'm good. Whew. Jamie Lee Curtis got that leather, hit that fire. It said, hey, man, hate to break it to you from the dead. But he's stepping out. He's out here. He's a road runner. He's a street runner.
Road runner.
Sorry. So that was messed up. That was messed up.
That's so dumb. Why would you cheat and then be like, no, don't tell my wife. Don't tell this person I made a lifetime commitment to. No! I'll kill you! No!
Please, don't do that. You're ruining a good thing here. But didn't you cheat? Nah, don't worry about that, big dog.
Wait, sick. It's sick all around.
You said no.
Stomping his feet. No.
Oh, man.
Don't tell on me, please. This movie's great.
Exactly.
We're talking about all these characters and people. The cast as a whole is stacked. And it's not in a way where it's kind of random. Like, why would you have The Rock with Meryl Streep type stacked? Mm. It's like, whoa, these people actually work well in a group setting.
Yeah.
It's great.
They all, like, I don't know if this is, like, weird to say, but, like, it's kind of, like, good casting. You kind of see them as, like, family members, you know what I mean? Like, they, going a little bit, they look like they all related, you know what I mean? Yeah. Mara's like a typical nurse. You know what I mean? Like, they all just look like they have a good, like, family collective, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Keith Stanfield and Daniel Craig, they like they're detectives. Like, it all makes sense when you like seeing it like in the movie, like, oh yeah, that makes sense. It's not like jarring, you know what I'm saying? It's not like how you said The Rock and Meryl Streep and they're both like gardening or something like that. Like, what the fuck is, what is this?
Like, this doesn't even look right.
Exactly.
You just got two big names and
rolled the gardening? Dice. Why do they have a garden?
What?
Why are they trying to sell sunflowers? Bro has a whole back tattoo. What are we doing right now?
Who knows? Who knows?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Who's your favorite character?
My favorite character. Let's see. Maybe Ransom for one.
Of course you would say Of course. You did a meet and greet with him. You can't say anybody else. Of course you did.
No. Listen. It's not just because it's Chris Evans. It's also because that guy just doesn't care. Like, he just doesn't care. You gotta respect someone who just doesn't care like that. He was like, Grandpa, you're not giving me any money. You die tonight. You're dying. Not by my hand, though, but you're dying. It was funny. It was hilarious. I also liked Joni because she's like, I just like the whole how she's completely different from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like the scene where they're at the party and Joni's trying to dance with Linda and Linda's like leaning away from her. It was so funny. She's just like doing her little hippie dance, swirling and twirling all around. She didn't give a fuck about who judged her. I like that. Who was your favorite character? I feel like I know who it is.
Okay, who is it then?
I'm going to wait until you say it.
Now I got to go in a different direction. Edward Norton was my favorite character. I'm just messing around. My favorite character was Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
He was my favorite character. All right. All right, man. I just liked... He would just say stuff. Like, he would just say these random things sometimes. And it'd just be, like, funny. Like, because it was in a southern accent. I was just like, this guy's charming, huh?
This guy's charming. It's a donut. What?
But, yeah, he'd just be like, da, 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 da. And the cow.
Is this a imitation of anybody? Like, no. Where are the words?
I'm not good at the southern accent right now. I'm sorry. But he would just say random stuff and it'd be funny to me.
He does.
Also, second favorite character, because you got two out there. My second favorite, probably Chris Evans, not gonna lie, Ransom. That's different. I like the man for his acting ability. You like his face. There's a difference here.
I've never heard that said to me in such strength. It's not just because I like his face. I just explained.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you that his lack of like caring was very cool in this movie. He was very, you know what I'm saying? Like we said at the beginning, man, when Chris Evans doesn't care, it's a fun time. You know what I'm saying? We like to see him just get into some mayhem a little bit.
It was fun. It was a nice little segue. Because I feel like after Endgame, I was kind of scared for all of the main Avenger people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, what if they're not going to do anything?
Yeah.
Or not anything good. Right. So I was, you know, I was really happy and excited that this movie was good and he was good in it.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Chris Evans.
Shout out to Chris Evans.
But we have to talk about the most important character in this movie. Marta.
Girly pop.
Girly pop.
She was put through it. She was put through the ringer. This family is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's essentially three branches of this family, meaning there's Linda and her kid, Ransom. There's Walt and his drama, his kid. There's Joni, who married a brother that passed away, so she's kind of taken over that branch. Marta has to deal with all of them, mm-hmm. and all of their needs, all of their wants. And, you know, they're a rich white family. So they're like, hey, Marta, you're our family. We give you money, so you're a family.
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as shit goes astray, what happens? They're like, I mean, I'd love to help. I'd hate to see you fail. I hate to see you fall in a position like this. And it's like, no, you don't.
The second stuff hit the fan, it was like, who is you?
Yeah, they were like,
a day before in my life. Who are you? Why are you in my living room? What are you doing? Huh? What are you doing? Is it Marta? Is that your real name?
Yeah, questioning her like citizenship. It was insane. It was crazy.
What are we doing now? This is what car we're playing, guys? Come on now. Stop it.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, Marta, we love you. We love you. Second Harlan died. She did it. I never liked her anyway.
Yeah. Which, hey, you know, I guess that just happens. Also, not gonna lie, Harlan was like, didn't he just celebrate his 80th or 90th birthday?
Mm-hmm.
That man had one foot in like three toes in the grave.
Actually, he didn't. He was gonna be fine, and he killed himself. Like, he was gonna be fine. He had like you said, he was old. He was old. He was an old man, but like, he probably could have got another year. You know what I mean? But he was just like, it's enough. This is enough. This is a valid excuse. All right, I'm gonna go.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So they were all just mad because of the money.
Yeah. And that was the money they gave to Marta, though. That was real nice.
Yeah. Yeah. He gave all of the money to Marta because he knew she needed it most, and for pure reasons, unlike his family. They knew. They like turned it into everything that it wasn't. They're like, she's manipulative, and she got her claws into him somehow.
She was like, they were in love, huh?
Oh yeah, when Linda was like, are you boinking him? I was like, what?
You see the medical bag. She carries a medical bag with her everywhere she goes. She's a nurse.
Like, even the whole family like stood around Linda and was like, really? I would have never asked you that. Boinking. I'm gonna start saying that.
Somebody had to say it. Somebody had to ask.
Someone had to cross it off the list.
No stone unturned.
But all that being said, what would you do if you were in Marta's position?
If I was in Marta's position, I would have grabbed the old shotgun from whatever room in the house. I would have clack, clack, get off my property now. All of you. I would have, peace, time to go. This is my house. It's mine. Thanks. Party's over. Goodbye. Take y'all raggedy cashmere sweaters with you. I would have just started throwing family photos at them. Hey, get out. Move.
You're sick. You're sick. That threw me all off.
Go.
The shotgun was very on theme. The family photos. You're going to throw the family photo at the old granny in the wheelchair.
I might have tossed it to her, but everybody else, I would have been 90 miles per hour from the roof. Come on. Get out of here. Like, trespassing. Let's go. Move it. Like, what are we doing? Like, this is mine now. Y'all was all mean to me. Y'all questioned my citizenship. Y'all questioned if I was boinking my client. Like, y'all gotta go. Y'all have to be removed now.
I mean, that's fair. I wasn't expecting that.
And they was all asking for a handout. So they was like, oh, Marta, we love you again. Could you break me off a little bit?
Meg? She was like, my mom can't afford school. That sounds like a problem for you.
It's time to get a job.
That sounds like a problem. Yeah. She was she was annoying. I did not like Meg for the 2 seconds she had screen time.
What would you have done with the money if you was in Marta's situation?
I would have took it.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken it, obviously. I'm not going to say no to money. I hate when people are like, I'm not a charity case. neither am I, but I'm going to take this money. If you think like a charity case, you're going to be a charity case and you're going to reject it. I'm not thinking like a charity case. This is an investment.
Okay.
You invested in me.
Okay. That's what I like to hear.
You know, so I'm going to take this investment and do something with it. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I would sell that house, though. That house is creepy.
Yeah. But he did die in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't want, you know, I would have in that house, the attic part. There's too many secret crevices. No. I'd be scared that one of them would come back and try and kill me. Because obviously it's in the family.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but I would have kept it. And I would have said, thank you.
Appreciate it, big homie.
Miss you. Sending you meds from down here.
Exactly. Hey, man. Hope it's fun up there. Another thing about Mara that we got to talk about is that she has to be honest. Like, she cannot not lie. You know what I mean? Like, if she lies, she throws up in the film. Like, any lie she tries to tell, she, like, throws up 30 seconds to a minute afterwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Disgusting. That is wild. I don't know. I couldn't do it. Nah.
Yeah, I'd be. I mean, that's good, though, that you can't lie. And I'm saying it's good because she didn't lie, because she knows that happens. So she might as well just tell the truth. Imagine if it's that one friend that just can't stop lying. They lie 2 seconds later. Now you got throw up and shit all in your living room. Damn, man. Just keep your mouth closed.
Exactly. Like, it's a surprise birthday party for you. Like, I'm like, oh, what are we doing tonight? We're at the BAM. Oh, we're just going to stay inside. Just going to vibe. Oh, actually, you want to go out and get something to eat? Sure, let's go get something to eat. It ain't no surprise birthday party for nothing, for me, right? Yeah. No. It's nothing like that. Ew. Get out. I don't want to go. I couldn't be friends with a person like that. You just throw up every time you, like, tell a lie. How hot is it outside right now? Oh, it's 75 degrees. It's 40 degrees. Ew. We got to fight now.
Who lies about the temperature outside?
Like, I don't know. Like, I just see random situations where it's, like, an easy lie and just, like, blah.
I think it was more so because any lie would set her off, meaning she can't play games where, like, she couldn't play, like, Guess Who, stuff like that, or Mafia.
Mm-hmm.
She can't play that because, like, she'd be lying to kind of keep herself in the game. I feel like that's, like, a little silly. Like, come on now. It's a game. The point of the game is to lie.
Yeah.
Now, keeping a secret, like, I killed someone. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Do your thing.
She was lucky, sweaty this whole movie. She's like, I killed him. I didn't want to kill him. I killed him. Benoit was looking at her and stuff. He was like, she was, that was funny. She was stressed. I would like to see the movie from her perspective. It'll be a bunch of just tight shots.
Yeah, she was panicking, but I'd be panicking too. Like, I didn't kill him, but I caused him to kill himself. Like, knowing what she knew only in the beginning, I'd be like, oh my God. Oh my God, I gave you an overdose. And he's like, no, don't worry. I'm going to kill myself. No. No, I just made him kill himself. Oh my God.
So funny. Yeah, that's wild.
So was there any cliches or stereotypes that you've seen or noticed?
I think they tried to subvert some of the stereotypes, like the nurse did it, you know what I mean? Like the maid did it with having Ransom do it. Cliche stereotypes. I feel like the typical for this fashion, it has to be some elaborate, drawn out, like, plan of murdering somebody, you know what I mean? It can't be just like, oh, I stabbed him, I hid the knife, we're done. It has to be like, oh, I climbed up the mountain and then looked at the sun and the birds and I fed the dog so they wouldn't bark, and I switched the medicine and woo up the bam. It's always this loud, this long, extravagant plan. What else? They all turned on each other at some point or another. They all like, you did it. No, you did it. Eat shit. You know what I'm saying? So.
Eat shit. Yeah, I feel like it very, very well skipped all the murder mystery mumbo jumbo. Only thing that they didn't skip, which I understand because then you wouldn't have like a storyline, is that everyone had a motive.
Mm-hmm.
In all murder mysteries, everyone has to have a motive or else it's like, okay, it's this guy, obviously.
Right.
He's the only person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, I don't know. I like it because I think I liked it because it wasn't filled with stereotypes or cliches. It wasn't a typical murder mystery. It was just I don't know. I was sat at the edge of my seat the entire time trying to figure out what's going on. Why, when, how, where, when.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time. Cast was great. They all came up and did their thing. There were a lot of plot twists that you couldn't see coming. Well, most people didn't see coming. And it was fun. Had some good jokes in there. Had some real interesting characters.
Yeah, and it didn't take itself too seriously either. It wasn't like, oh, this is a murder. There's no jokes. There's no slight, subtle comedy. It was just
tons of jokes.
Yeah, tons of jokes. Tons of, like, back and forth. That makes sense for a family that's not well put together.
Mm-hmm. They're all a little crazy.
Yeah. They all sound crazy. They're all throwing randomness to each other. And somehow it's hurting them.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow it's hurting them. For me, my family, you'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? That was bad. Now you're embarrassed. Ha ha.
Yeah, my family would be like, what are we doing? What are we doing right now? How does this work? What's going on? Huh? But yeah, it was fun to watch. And I'm glad it was a happy ending. You know what I'm saying? For Marta. Glad she has the money and all the rights and stuff. I appreciated it. Love the ending.
Whoa! Fantastical.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very great movie. Now what?
What have you been watching this week?
What have I been watching?
Okay, we got a little jingle. Okay.
A little jingle jam?
All right. I like it.
What have I been watching? Nothing. Honestly, like I've been watching TikToks that were sent to me 2 months ago, and I watched one episode of Jersey Shore because that's just how my life's going. What have you watched?
What have I watched? I watched the scary film Imaginary. That's what I watched recently. You know what I mean? It's about this imaginary friend that's basically trying to keep little kids forever, but they don't want that to happen. There was a survivor, and now she's back in the same old house, and that old imaginary friend is back to his old tricks and trying to keep him forever. Scary movie. It's a thriller. Not the biggest fan of horror, throwing that out there, but it was all right. You know what I mean? Good time to just vibe out. Watch a little scary teddy bear attack people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I watched this week.
Well, I mean, well, there you go. I like horror like a teeny bit.
Mm-hmm.
Certain horrors. So I understand your pain. We're like this. We're clicked.
Mm-hmm. If you're watching a horror movie with decent people, then it makes the experience better. But if you're watching it like by yourself, like just like, I'm just down to be scared.
I watch horror movies with horror enthusiasts, so it's not fun because they're sitting there taking it all in and enjoying it. And I'm like, whoa, help. He's being killed. He's being killed. There's a ghost.
He's murdering them.
There's a demon right there. Did you see it?
Yeah, that's the type of people I watch it with. They talk. They be like, wow, her shirt is ugly. So, yeah. You ready to wrap this thing up, India?
Yes, I am, sir.
Take us out.
Well, you guys, it's been great. It's been good. It's been fantastical.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you've had a great time. Zaki probably thinks he was the shit and that he's entertained you.
I hope.
Enjoy the rest of your morning, afternoon, evening, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Enjoy life. Watch things. Experience things. Don't kill anybody. That's the lesson. Don't murder your grandpa for money. And it's been keeping it real for you. Peace.
Bye.